Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to start with Chumashim again. We are learning Mitzvah Lamed Beis. This one down there, please. Do you have a Chumashim? And the handouts are there. First of all, I apologize. You evidently, some of the Yamar Makamas got cut out of the email, so you ended up getting like a Pesach and a something else. And a what? And a Tosis of Kula, which is one line. I mean, the line in that Tosis that I want. The other things, there's a Mordechai, there's a Gemara, whatever it is.
I thought it was kind of like sharp. Like
weird. You can tell there had to be more because I listed some of the problems we're going to deal with. All right. Hey, we're looking at Parshas Emor. Which is going to be in Vayikra, and it is the very beginning of Emor, so it's Perek Chaf Aleph, chapter 21. And the Torah here is doing something very unusual for Vayikra. Even though Vayikra is called Torah's Kohanim, the laws of the Kohanim, the Torah in Vayikra, in this parasha, is doing something unusual in that it is talking about laws of the Kohanim. So the Torah says, the Torah introduces the dinim that a kohen is not allowed to be metame, can't defile himself for a mace. The Torah lists the exceptions. Then it says in verse 6, verse pasuk vav, kedoshim yehiyu lelo kehem, they shall be holy for their God, v'lo yuchalalu shem al kehem, and they should not defile the name of their God. Why should they be holy? Ki as yishay Hashem because the fire or the fire offerings of God, the bread of their God, they are offering as sacrifices, and they shall be holy. Then it goes again in verse 6, I'm skipping, verse 7 is a prohibition against marrying a zona, somebody who has had relations of a prohibited type, and they can't marry a divorcee, fine.
This is all about the Kohanim.
Kohanim, right, this is all Kohanim, right. And then verse 8, Ches, V'kidashto, you, Jew, shall sanctify him, ki eslechem elokechu humakriv, because he is offering as a korban the bread of your God, korbanos, kadoshi hi yaloch, he shall be holy for you, ki kadosh ani Hashem ekadosham, because I, Hashem, am holy. Okay, so let's look at Rashi here. Rashi would be, starting with Pasuk Vav, it's the second column in the Chumashim. The second column of Rashi Pasuk Vav. Welcome, we already have a sheet for you. Take a Chumash. So Kedoshim Yehiyu, these Rashis are going to come out to be more significant than we might realize. Says Rashi, Al-Korcham, whether they want to or not, against their will, Yakadishum Beizdin Bekach. The Bezin shall sanctify them against their will in these dinim, in the dinim that we're saying, right? That are listed here. Okay. Then moving on, skipping to Pasuk Ches, also in that second column, seven lines from the bottom. V'kidashto, that's the pasuk that says, "You shall sanctify him. You Jew shall sanctify him." Al karcho, against his will. Shem larotzel agarish, if he doesn't want to divorce the wife that he should divorce, because he's not allowed to be married to her. Hilkehu v'yisrehu, give him lashes and give him yisurim achi garish until he does divorce. You've got to force him to do it. Okay. That's what Rashi says. So v'kidashto says Rashi has forced him to follow the law. Kadoshi hi alach, he shall be holy for you. That's the end of that same pasuk. Nahogbo kedusha, practice regarding him, sanctity. Leftorach rishon b'chodaber, to open first in every matter. Ulevarach rishon b'seuda, and to bench first in a meal. Rashi doesn't say b'chodaber shev kedusha. That's the lashon of the Gemara. In all matters of holiness, the kohen goes first. So kadoshi yalach means he shall be holy for you. You shall treat him holy ways. Let him go first. Let him go first. For example, when you're giving out food, he goes first. The Gemara says. And benching first, and the Gemara uses this actually to support the din of Kohen getting the first Aliyah. Okay, so these are the psukim. Let's go right away to...
Can I just point out something?
Sure, sure.
So, it seems like we're using K
kedusha in two very different ways, even within the same pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
Because v'kidashto,
mm-hmm.
at least the way Rashi's learning here, is an imperative to make sure he is kadosh in his relationships. And then in the end of the pasuk, we're using kedusha almost as kavod.
Yeah.
Say right. That again.
Rashi's first, when it says v'kidashto, which is an imperative,
yeah,
right?
You shall say.
Make sure he is holy,
yeah.
Right? So, al karka, we force him. She'im lo ratza lagarish, hilkehu, v'yisrehu. We give him malchus to make sure he gets out of this relationship, which I just told you in the previous pasuk. He has certain types of people he can't marry. If he does it, v'kidashto. We make him be holy and we force him out of the relationship. Yet at the end of the pasuk, it says, right, kadosh
yelach.
He should be holy to you. Nahag bo kedusha. Treat him with kedusha and basically honor him.
So give him first, right. So you're pointing out a distinction.
I'm just pointing out that we're treating kedusha within the same pasuk in two very different ways.
So let's be very technical here for a minute, because that's all we have a right to be right now.
Well, we're talking about the kohen.
Right, that you Jew shall relate to the kohen v'kidashto, which Rashi says means that you, the Jewish people, should force him to divorce if he won't. And you, kadosh yelach, he shall be holy for you, for who? For the Jews. That you, Jews, have to treat him with kedusha, having him open first and bless first, right? So we are talking about the kohen, but the mitzvah is for the Jew to do this. So technically, Rashi is responding to a very literal issue. V'kidashto, you make him holy. No, not just that. It's a verb. You make him holy. So how do you do that to him? So v'kidashto is a causative verb. It's hifil, right? So therefore,
force
that would be
him.
Force, right. And then on the other one, kadosh yelach, he shall be holy for you, which means there's an entity that you relate to as holy. That's different than making him holy. That has to do with your behavior. That's why Rashi says, you let him go first, you offer him first, and so on and so forth. Because that's really more a reference to kadosh yelach.
I just find it strange that we're using the lash kedusha, without seeing these Rashis, how would you think of kedusha? Muvdal, right? That's how it
right.
most often appears.
Right. Right.
And so in the first way Rashi's using it, we're making him be kadosh by separating himself from things he's not allowed to be with.
Okay.
Now we're using the...
Yeah,
I find it strange that we're using the lashon of kedusha for honor.
Very good. Okay.
It's an unusual...
Good. That's a great observation.
It's an unusual way to use kedusha.
Right. Doesn't say the chibarato. Chibarato would be honor him. Kedashto is...
Mitzvah,
but the assumption is... But isn't the assumption because he's the kohen, he's still... given some level of, even when he's erring for having an improper relationship, he's still the kohen, so he's still allocated a certain level of respect, significance.
Yeah.
I mean,
although the second pasuk is not saying this kohen who's married to a grusha, who's married to a divorced woman, you shall sanctify him. The pasuk is saying that every kohen in the world. You shall sanctify him. Says Rashi that word v'kidashto comes to teach even when he's not doing it, you should do it bal karcho. Doesn't mean that the pasuk is saying only. And then the pasuk says, kadosh yelach, he shall be holy. Doesn't mean the kohen is violating. Kadosh yelach, every kohen, including the one who's not violating. And Matt is pointing out that the behavior that Rashi says defines that last word kadosh is behavior of honor. And yet the word is holy. And it's unusual to use holy as a way of describing an action of honoring.
Especially when the Torah does use a language of honoring in other places.
Right.
So if you look at the parsha, if you read it, the heading is, Kadosh and Mil Lahayim, the rules are there, set, so that the Kohanim should have this, separate status.
Mm-hmm.
Kadosh and this should be different.
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading, and that's what the Torah is saying. It's saying you can't marry certain people. V'kidashto,
can't defile.
So the idea is, v'kidashto then means it's almost like our job, the Yisraelim's job, to help him into that status.
Okay,
and that's fine. I get that.
Kadosh yelach. I mean, even if it means kavod, what that's doing, the ultimate role of the job here is that he should learn to be moved up. So that's what we use for kadosh. When it may mean being mechubad, honoring, so, that's Rashi understands.
How is that separating?
Once you're honored, if you honor someone, then you're putting him in an elevated status. So that helps him appreciate his role as a kadosh. That's what the parsha is telling you.
So you're saying the whole goal here.
Yeah, certain roles, plus we have to help them become aware of that as Yisraelim, and that relationship helps him become more aware of his kedusha.
Overall concern is separateness, and one of the ways that that's enforced is the kavod, and therefore it's still essentially kadosh in the sense that it reinforces the separateness of it. That's what you're saying. Okay. I don't know. It's all conjecture. I mean, you know, you're making good observation.
Okay.
All right.
So, what's interesting, just, I think they added a word, or I don't have it, in the Rashi here.
Because,
it says, no has well with Kushal Tzachlish on the whole Dabar, or Tzachlish on the Siddur. This is the whole Rashi condition.
Right. That's right. I pointed out that the Gemara says the Kedush and Rashi doesn't.
So,
yeah.
So, what's interesting is, this whole thing, you know, what we're talking about with Kavod, I was thinking, and it was weird, I didn't remember it there, and I looked, and it's not there. In Kedushin, when it discusses Kavod and Mochel Kavod, it doesn't mention a Kavod. It talks about a father, a Nazi. It seems to be a different idea, because it's not mentioned in any of anyone I saw that it's a Kohen fall from the same category. So the reason the Kedusha is there, must be for the Kavod is there, is intrinsically not the same. If it's not Nafi Melech, Rav, or Avi, which is everyone else who
Good, yeah, I think you're making good Ha'ara, and the reason I think that is not because my opinion is worth anything, is because I see others make a very similar Ha'ara. We'll get there. You're making a good observation. They bring a Raya from the Pasuk that says that a melech shemachol akvodo, kvodo ena machol, right? A king is not allowed to forgive his kavod because it's kilas shem hamlucha, because the royalty of a king belongs to God, and therefore the king can't be machol it. Since there's a pasuk that says that, that means that anybody else for whom we have a mitzvah kavod could be machol. That's how they bring a raya, the Nesek Helim say in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that a Rebbe shemachal akvod akvod amachal, that a Rebbe wants to be machal and say, don't treat me with respect, don't stand up for me, whatever. He's allowed to do that. And the raya is, because why do you need a pasuk that a king can't be machal if nobody can be machal? Torah says everybody can be machal except for a pasuk where it says you can't be machal.
So we have a pasuk by Kohen because the Kedusha is Lashem, I guess. Is that what
It doesn't say that he can't be machal here. It just says... Very good.
That's
so if you hold that the kavod comes from the Kedusha, right, as opposed to, let's say, what else would it be? A schus for the Kohen. A benefit of the Kohen, right? So if it's not the Kohen's own benefit, it's a reflect, right? So that's what we're going to see in the Lashon HaRambam also.
Kodesh and Hashem and Kadesh.
Very good. Very good.
Again,
the
same idea.
Right.
Here, if you just decide to I guess
the best way to say it would be, one would be a benefit like other Matnas Kohuna or other merits that the Kohen gets, right? And the other one would be, we're not honoring the Kohen at all, we're honoring God. And the Kohen, therefore, can't be Machala because it's not his, it's a Kodesh, Kiyas Lechem HaKechel HaMakrim. Right, because it's right. He's a Osek in the Avoda, so it's not up to him. We're not even honoring the Kohen when we honor the Kohen. We're honoring the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, or one of the benefits of a Kohen is that he gets honored. He gets money yafa, the Gemara says, the Arishan, so and so forth. Yeah. Okay. So let's look at the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. You have it in the printout on the as the third thing there, right? Mitzvah number 32, positive commandment number 32. Let's see him here, and then let's see him in the Yad also. I didn't copy him in the Yad. I can't believe I didn't do that. Okay, well, I'll read it to you. It's a shame. Okay. The Rambam Mitzvah number 32. Hello, Ahi. Mitzvah Halam Veiz. He Shetzivanu, and he commanded us, L'chaved Zera Aharon, to honor the offspring of Aharon, Ulanasam, to elevate them, to hold them high, Ularamamam, and also to exalt them, the Nasim Madregasam, Madrega Kodemas, and place their level, level of priority, priority Barishana and first. Va'afilu yim'anu oso, and even if they refuse it, the Kohanim, lo nishma mehem, we shouldn't listen to them. Isn't that a weird way of telling you the nature of the mitzvah? It's just unusual. Just that might be an important din. If a Kohen wants to be mochel, he can't be mochel, but to have that as a definitive sentence for how to be fulfill this mitzvah, which is honor them, elevate them, exalt them, put them first, that would be the mitzvah. Then he says, and even if they say no, don't listen to them. That's in the mitzvah. That's a din in the mitzvah. So why doesn't he say, yeah. So it's interesting. The Gemara never uses the term machol by a Kohen. It does use it by a melech. It uses it by a Rebbe. So it could be the Rambam's not stuck with that here. But okay. But that's going to be a source of a machlok. I mean, because the Gemara doesn't discuss directly about a Kohen, we're going to end up with a machlok as Rishonim, which we'll see. But my point here is, let's leave alone how he says it, but the fact that he throws that in the definitive sentence defining a mitzvah. We have two prakim in the Rambam to define how to treat a Kohen. Not two prakim, but several paragraphs. And here all of a sudden he has to throw in this din that we don't listen if he's machlok. It sounds like the Rambam is telling you something essential about the nature of the mitzvah, which you've already hinted at in some of your comments. Okay, let's go on to the Rambam. Mezeh kulo hagadola lakel yisala. All of this is an offering of greatness to God Himself. Achashahu lakham ubacharam avadaso, because He took them and chose them for His service, ubahakriv karbonosav, and to offer His karbonos. So therefore, in this mitzvah, we are giving gedula to God. And this is what it means when it says in the pasuk, this is what Hashem, may He be elevated and blessed His name, right? I mean, that's what the pasuk says. And I noticed, by the way, in the footnotes of this wonderful Rambam and the Frankel Rambam, he actually points out when the Rambam quoting a pasuk refers to it as Yis'alav Yisbar Shemo, and when he doesn't. It's amazing. There's sometimes the Rambam says, it says like that, sometimes he doesn't. So I don't know, I haven't got into a study of what that's about, but he doesn't always say that. Anyway, that's what the pasuk means when it says in Emor, V'kidashto, listen to our Rambam's quote, V'kidashto, ki eslechem elokechu umakriv, kadosh yihelach. The Rambam is bringing an entire pasuk, and he's bringing the pasuk that we have, right? That is the source for what? For this mitzvah.
Not like Rashi. I mean, Rashi learns it from the other part of the pasuk.
Rashi learns it from Kadosh Yalach, right? Right, and not the Kiddush Toh. That's correct. Very good. So now, continuing the Rambam, Uvaha Perish, the Gemara in Gittin comes to explain that thing and came with the following explanation. Quote, V'kidashto, you shall sanctify him, l'chol shabar shabakdusha. The Rambam is, so to speak, saying, Rashi, who you told me in Chumash, means that he has to divorce a grusha bal karcho. You're wrong. Look at the Gemara in Gittin. V'kidashto says, l'chol davar shabakdusha, that this is a mitzvah that you shall give him sanctity in every holy matter. L'ftoch rishon, to open first, l'varach rishon, and to blench first, we'll tell mana yafa rishon, to take a good portion first. Lashon sifra, and the language of the sifra is gamkein v'kidashto al karcho, right? That's all it says there.
And so that is where the Rambam gets what he said at the beginning.
Exactly.
So I know we're not here to analyze
what he said about the beginning about not waiting.
So I know we're not here to analyze Rashi, and I haven't looked at the Gemara and getting inside in 14 years.
Yeah.
But perhaps what motivated Rashi would teach the Gemara as when it brings the pasuk, it's just bringing the beginning of the pasuk, but the etzem limud is the way Rashi learns it at the end. And what compels Rashi to learn the way he learns is just the juxtaposition of the pasukim. The kidashto is the being mechaber to the pasuk previous.
Okay, it could be. First of all, I want to when we say we're not here to analyze Rashi, that may be true. But when Rashi is discussing a pasuk that the Rambam is discussing, then it will help to analyze Rashi so we know how the Rambam agrees or disagrees. So I'm just saying it's very relevant to analyze Rashi when he's actually commenting on something that the Rambam is diverging from. You know, so I'm saying in the context of this discussion that we're having in this room, we don't always want to get stuck on Rashi, but we do want to get stuck on Rashi when it's about the pasuk that we're dealing with, that the Rambam's dealing with. Anyway, so I hear what you get. We're going to look at the here's the monkey. Yeah, look at the Tesla base. Let's see. Very good. These are the Marmakamas that didn't make it into your thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It seems to be, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but it seems to be a Machlokas HaSugis. It seems to be. But we'll see.
Where's the Gemara in Gittin?
Nun Tetzim Beis.
Okay, keep talking.
It's Tanagar Yishmael. I have it quoted here on the thing. I have it excised, the first quote. Yeah. It's a longer going. It's right after the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah.
That
the
Mordechai is there on Benjamin.
Mordechai is on a it's on all the things. Yeah, because the Gemara. The Mordechai goes on all those things. We'll see the Mordechai in a minute. Anyway, so let's just go through this Rambam and get what he says. Uboha Perish. So again, the Rambam says the Gemara in Gittin explains that passage. You shall sanctify him, meaning regarding all matters of kedusha. Opening first. Okay, we said that. Veloshin Sifra Gam Kam Vekidash Lebal Karcho. And so therefore the Rambam is saying, when I tell you that he must be sanctified and treated well, al-karcho, that's from the Sifra. Wrote some Amar, kizet tzivu in the Savinavo, the ena b'b'chiros ha-kohen, this is a mitzvah that we have, and it's not up to the kohen. That's the Rambam is real clear. V'chein amru, and also they say in Sifra, kedoshim yehyu l'loheihem al-karchom. Right. That's again, meaning they have to be kadosh. Yes, they will. Bahayu Kodesh, that's the end of the Pasuk. Bahayu Kodesh is, which Pasuk is that? Bahayu Kodesh, the end of Pasuk Bav. Right? Bahayu Kodesh says the Sifra, Larabbas Bali Mumin. Because you have an extra Pasuk that seems to be saying the same thing you just said. They shall be holy. Duh, you just said that. So who could that mean? Somebody that you weren't covering before. Meaning even the ones who aren't doing the Avodah. Bali Mumim, who can't do Avoda, they also have to be treated with sanctity by honoring them. Right? Okay, one second. Shalot Tamar, because the Pasuk is coming today, Acha Shazah in a Roy Lahakir Lechem, because since he can't do the Avoda, Le'ezah Dabin Akdimeyu and Chabdeo, for what reason should we put him first and give him honor? Lachein Amar, Bayu Kodesh, therefore it says, they shall be holy, even though they're not doing Avoda. Hazera Hanechbat Kulo Tamim Vamum. The entire offspring, the honored offspring of Aharon, all of them, Tamim and Ba'amun. There's a question of how to read that last phrase, Hazera Hanechbat Kulo, Tamim Ba'amun. It doesn't read smoothly, and there's a different girsa that he brings over here. If I can get the right angle on my glasses, I can read it to you. But it definitely means that. He quotes the Chinuch, by the way, who summarizes this, doesn't translate, or summarizes this. It says that it means Hazera hu meyuchas kulo. Ratzalomar sha'af ba'amum bechlal. Even if ba'amum is included, ki lo paka yichus kunaso. Because his yichus, his lineage of kuna has not stopped just because it's a ba'amum. Okay. So the point of the Rambam though is that the pasuk is coming to say you're going to honor him because he's a kohen, and that's against his will, and he can't be mochel, and you're doing it because it's a gedula to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rambam, just to finish, all the conditions that are appropriate for them are explained. There are many different places how you're going to treat them in Makas, of the Shabbos. The reason he mentions all of them is because each of those Masechtos has a different aspect of this din. Okay.
You have to see Rashi.
I know.
You saw Rashi?
Go ahead, yeah. So
he brings the Gemara here. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Mehachavi Kidashto V'chol Davar Sheva Kedusha.
Rav Chiya bar Abba is coming to explain why the Mishnah says that a Kohen goes first to get an Aliyah.
So the Gemara doesn't say V'chule on the Pasuk. It just says V'kidashto. Rashi says Kies V'chule.
Et cetera.
In other words, Rashi's not using the Gemara literally. Rashi's saying the Gemara is introduced in the beginning of the Pasuk, but really, we learn it from the end of the Pasuk.
Or Rashi does hold V'chula. Maybe she holds the Gemara says V'chula.
Rashi's Girsa was V'chula, but either way, Rashi is learning it from the
end of the Pasuk,
and not from the beginning of the Pasuk, where the Rambam is coming to take the Gemara at face value, more literal.
Very good. So we're going to see this in really good nafkaminas there. I mean, yeah, we're going to see this. I mean, he's just pointing out, that, just in case you lost it, he's pointing out that it may make a difference what the source of this din of kavod is. Is it from the beginning of the pasuk that says v'kidashto, you shall sanctify him, or is it from the end of the pasuk, kadoshi hi Allah?
Because of the aspect of bal karcho, what are we forcing?
Right, what are we forcing? Are we forcing kavod, or are we forcing compliance with law?
Right.
Right, that's right. So now, if we're forcing compliance with law, we may not have a source that covered.
That
can't
maybe
be
they
forgiven.
Could be Melchah.
Right, so here comes the Mordechai in the Gemara in Gittin. The Mordechai is one of the Rishonim, one of the Poskim. And the Mordechai says.
Do we have this?
No, I don't have that on here. I couldn't get the Bar Ilan to come up with it. I spent about 15 minutes and I couldn't get it to grab it. Where is this? Mordechai is in Tuf Aleph, in case you want to see it later. The Mordechai says, let's see. Yeah. Here it is. The Mordechai is talking, let's see. Okay. Alma, I'm joining the Mordechai in the middle. He's quotes the Gemara, but that's not important right now. Hadakamar Kohen Kar Rishon. This that it says that Kohen reads first. Hainu mitzvah the Yisrael lahakros the Kohen Rishon. This is a mitzvah on a Jew, on the Yisrael, to call the Kohen first. Avo, however, ikamar Kohen. If the Kohen says, Ani malcho akvodi, I forgive my covet. Kvodo macho limo. I'm sorry, kvodo macho. So then it's fine. Right? Just like if a Rebbe is Machal on his cover, the Halacha is Kvod HaMachal, Daraisa Gilehi, because we say the Torah is his own Torah, Kol Shekin Kohen Shekuhin Nitna Lo Lomuzaru Adolam Bris Melach. So certainly a Kohen, where the Kohen is given to him as a gift, so it's his to be Machal if he wants, right? It says in the Pasuk in Pinchas, it shall belong to him and to his seed afterwards. Korach says, the Torah refers to it as the kahuna that belongs to you. Amos Shakuna Shalahemi says the Mordechai, the kahuna belongs to them. It's not like a king who can't be muchal on his covet, because it says in the Brisa, Hamalucha, Hamamlech Malachim, Velo Hamalucha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone is the one who has Malucha. Okay. Therefore, some to Simalach HaMelech, the Pasuk says in Shoftim that, some tussin, meaning that even if you're Malchal, you have to still relate to him as a king because of that. Okay.
Basically, just discount
Malchal. That's right. That's it. He doesn't even deal with that. Exactly. So the Mordechai immediately says that a Kohen should be Malchal. So immediately we have a Malchal as Rishonim, the Rambam and the Mordechai. We're going to have others also. Okay. So now, where do we go with this? So let me read you. I'm sorry I don't have the Rambam printed out for you. Let me read the Rambam in Hilchos. Klei HaMikdash Avodasa, the laws of the vessels of the Mikdash and its service. The Ha'ozimbo, and the ones who work there. Sorry, not Avodasa, and the ones who work there, the ones who serve there. That means he's going to talk about the Kohen and the Levim. So in the fourth parak, let me just read you. This is till the fourth parak, he's not talking about the Kohen at all, just so you know, okay? He's talking about Levi and how they behave and what they do and where they're allowed to go. It's all Levi. Okay. And we actually saw some of this in some of the other mitzvahs. Now, the fourth parak, he starts like this. Halacha Aleph. Hakohanim huvdulu miklau halavim la'avodas hakavanos. Kohanim were separated from the general group of Levim, because they are Levim, but they're separated from the general group of Levim for the service of the Kabbanah, Shenamar, as it says, Vayavel Aharon Lahakisha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Aaron to sanctify him, Kodesh Kodashim. Okay. Umitzvas Asehi, it is a positive commandment, Lahavdil HaKohanim, to separate the Kohanim, Ulakadisham, and to sanctify them, Ulahachnisam LaKarbon, and to bring them in to the Karbon, meaning to dedicate them or to put them in, set them aside. I don't know what Lahachnisam would be. I'm reading it wrong. Lahachinam. Lahachinam. What did I say? Lahachinam. and to prepare them lekarban. So again, umitzah saseh, it's a positive commandment, lahavdil lekohanim ulekadshem ulahachinim lekarban, to separate the kohanim, to sanctify them, la prepare them for karban. Shenamar v'kidashto ki eslechem elokecha u'makriv. Is there anything here about kavod? And again, mitzvah saseh lahavdil ulekadshem ulahachinim lekarban. Sanctify. I don't know. I'm Kaddish is Kaddish. I don't know what it is, but there's no reason.
Rashi learned it as Kaddish, but that's a Kiddush.
You mentioned a
Kaddish.
So the question is, what does that mean?
No.
Right.
Right. But I'm just saying there's no reason for me to make it mean covered.
You shouldn't learn Kaddish as covered. I mean,
there's no reason to say it means covered.
That's unusual.
He certainly doesn't tell you any. Now, halacha beis, just so he's a Vitzarich ko adam mi Yisrael, and every Jew in Israel has to linhog bahen kavod harbe, to treat them with a lot of kavod, ulahakdim osam l'chol davar shebekdusha, and to give them priority in all matters shebekdusha. Okay, liftoch b'torah rishon, to have a first aliyah, the baruch rishon, the bench first, lito manayav rishon, to take a good portion first. Fine.
Question.
Yeah.
Is there a colon in between those two halachas?
It's halacha beis, I don't know.
No, but I'm saying there's not.
Okay.
The Frankel is supposedly very meduyic in where it puts a colon and not.
Yeah.
And if there's, it's less of a separation if there's not a colon.
Well, you know that?
Yes.
Really?
I've been told that in Shiurim over the years.
That wasn't Frankel's decision about the colons?
I don't know who made the decision, mm-hmm. but there's definite difference in terms of the connection between the halachos with a colon and without. And the reason I ask that is he doesn't, is this a continuation of the mitzvah saseh? And the fact that it doesn't have a colon, I think, is very telling.
Well, so wait a second. If he tells you there's a mitzvah and he quotes the source of the mitzvah and then goes on and tells you another din, it's very hard to say that this is part of the mitzvah saseh. See,
we know the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah in the
Well, okay, I'm just saying. Mitzvah saseh lahavdil lekohanim lekadshem shenamar v'kidashto v'tzarich. Right. So why wouldn't he not say ulachavdo shenamar v'kidashto, whatever it is? That's number one. Number two is, and the Rambam in the Yad at the beginning of this Klei Hamikdash v'Ha'ovdim Bo, the Rambam lists the mitzvahs, and the Rambam says that the mitzvah over here, the positive commandment regarding the kohen, is lekadesh hakohen la'avoda. Period. The Kaddish HaKohen Avodah.
This is the Lamed Beis.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So, look at the Bach that I quoted over here, that I wrote down at the bottom of the page here on the handout. The Bach wants to learn, based on this, because the Bach didn't have the Frankel Rambam, he didn't have the missing two dots.
You never heard that about the colon?
I noticed it all the time. I didn't know if it was Frankel deciding it, because he felt that that's the end of a din. I don't know if the Rambam used periods or not. I don't know. I know the Rambam used halacha beis.
I think it's discussed in the
must be somewhere in his own must be. Anyway, but without that, I'm just pointing out. I mean, my point is good. You quote a pasuk to prove a mitzvah, and then you go and say another din.
Fair enough.
But and this is the basis of the Bach. The Bach says over here in the Rambam. You'll notice the Bach wants to say. Yeah. Okay, we'll just go fast, and the official won't like this, but I have to go faster because it's getting... Okay, Kassim Fiskeh Rebbe Ben Fiskeh, okay, fine. He's quoting from the Bach is going on the tour, right? The Bach is written on the tour. Okay, Ken Kassim, at the end of the first line, Ken Kassim Tosus, Pei Zayinim and Aleph, he means Tosus and Fulim.
What's the
Smachta? What? Smachta means a Drabbanan.
I know that, which...
Where
are you?
Oh, the din of the Kiddushin itself, that he Ola Rishon Latova. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the Torah. We don't care what the Torah is saying right now. We do really care, but we don't care now.
I know you want to get through it, but did the Bach did the Bach not have the Sefer Mitzvahs? Because the Rambam doesn't list in the 613.
Good question. Not everybody did. Right? That's correct. For sure not. Yeah, and sometimes the Rambam will mention an ubah ba'asmachta. The Rambam will tell you, but he'll tell you it's an asmachta as an event and as an addendum to the mitzvah. But he'll never use a mitzvah that comes from a
smachta. The Rambam is clear in Lama Pings that there's covered. A mitzvah of kavod.
Right. Okay.
There's no getting around that.
Right. Right. That's right. Okay. Anyway, Ken Kosu Atosus. That's what Tosus says, that it's an asmachta, the idea that they get an aliyah, that they give them an aliyah first. Or that Bekidashto it altogether. The Bekidashto is an Asmacha. It's not really a field deraisa, right? As a result. By the way, the Tosis in Chulin is talking, you should know, because it's like a Shas Tosis. This is a Tosis that you always want to be able to quote. So the Tosis in Chulin is talking about the din over there, it's Kisri Adap. The din over there is about the mitzvah of covering the blood of an animal after you shecht it. So whenever I steal a mitzvah from you, I owe you 10 zehuvim, right? If I do your mitzvah and you can't do it anymore, so I stole your mitzvah, so I have to pay you, right? So so Tosis over there is talking about what happens if somebody, could somebody say, well, we'll shecht another animal and you'll cover that one instead, right? Tosis says no, because the mitzvah for this animal's blood to be covered is gone. You can't do that anymore. It's done. So now you do the mitzvah, that's another mitzvah, that's not this mitzvah, right? So there, and the Tosis says, what about a Yisrael taking an aliyah first? So he says, no, don't think that the Kiddushah there is a Torah mitzvah, that a Kohen is entitled to an aliyah first. That's only an Asmachta Ba'alma, says Tosis. That's only a rabbinic pegging it on that pasuk, but it's not really a halacha in the Torah, it's not a mitzvah, therefore if Yisrael takes it, he's not stealing a mitzvah from a Kohen, right? So therefore he doesn't have to pay him 10 zehuvim, he doesn't have to pay him 10 pieces of gold. But the point is, that's what Tosis says.
So you see, a sar zehuvim doesn't apply to mitzvah
d'rabbanan. That's correct, that's correct. But meanwhile, the process, Tosis says in the name of the Riva, that it's not a deraisa. So let me just skip a little bit here because we don't need all this. Oh yeah, Vikala Medak, four lines down in the printout. Vikala Medak, Amashikasu da Asmachta Ma'alma, this the Tosha says that it's an Asmachta, it's only a rabbinic thing. Halava Perek Anizakin, it says in Anizakin in Gittin, the Gemara that we're looking at, Behedya, Daraisahi, it says clearly it's a Torah mitzvah. Damas Nisan, the Elo Amr B'nei Daka Shalom, the Mishnah lists the following things because of we instituted for peace. Kohen Kara Rishon. So the Mishnah says the Kohen reads first. That's one of the Daki Shalom because of the peaceful ways. Parak Abaya. So Abaya says, but they Daki Shalom? You're telling me it's only to institute peaceful ways? That I say it's a Torah mitzvah, the Kiddushto. Umasik. And the Gemara concludes the Araisa Rashala Lachala Kala the Rabba, the Mishnah Gadavimenu, the Daki Shalom, Amr Kohen Kara Rishon. So the Gemara answers that he may that midaraisa he's allowed to give kavod and then even to for the first aliyah, and if the kavod darkei shalom that came along and they said only a kohen, meaning that just you can honor then the first aliyah different ways. You can honor a rabbi or you can honor the kohen. Comes along the Chachamim and they said that this mitzvah that you can honor a kohen by giving him first, that should come before honoring your rabbi, right? That's how Abaye wants to answer it. Anyway, but you see that the Gemara is dealing with it as a daraisa, right? Okay. Then he says, Gama smag, blah, 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 blah. Okay. The smag also. Okay. Then he says, the Efsher. You see that? There's five lines from the bottom now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Efsher, the Rebbe ben Achizkiya Svirle, this opinion that holds that it's only Midrabban and holds the Lokasmag, Elakaha Rambam. But rather like the Rambam in Hilchas Kleya Mikdash, right? That the Kra and Abba Ella Lemisas say Lahavja Lakanim Lakacham Lachmisam Avadi, right? Shasavad the Iker Lakarban, right? Shanema Bikidashta Kisnah Lakacham Makriv. So Alma the Iker HaMikra says the Bach, we see in the Rambam the main point of the pasuk is never like Dishal Achina LaKarban, to sanctify and to prepare him for Karban. Umasha Alma the Gemara Daraisahu, and when the Gemara in Gittin uses the term Daraisa and doesn't challenge that, it only means that it has a smell of Daraisa, a trace of a Daraisa. The Bach has a very duchlik to price. Shot over here. The Kibna Chazina, the Mitzvah Tzayu, the Kachal, the Achina, the Karban, Mestam Duhay Dinam, the Tzach, the Kachal, and the Bakabit. Since we see that there's that with the idea that we're supposed to set him aside for a Karban, probably also we should treat him properly with Kachal. But it doesn't mean that there's a real mitzvah fulfilling the Torah mitzvah by giving the coin first. That's how the Bach wants to learn in the Rambam. Why is the Bach learned that way in the Rambam? Because of what we saw. Because the Rambam says, only lahakdisho lahachminim lakarban. Then he says, "V'tarach kaladom Yisrael lina b'kavod." That's that would be the Rambam telling you how to behave. Midrabanan. After he told you the mitzvahs I say, then he goes along and tells you the Rambam. That's how the Bach wants to learn in the Rambam. But we're stuck because now we have a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs that just told us that honoring them is a Daraisa, and we have a Now what's also interesting is the Rambam in the Yad doesn't mention anything about forgiving your covet for a kind. He doesn't mention anything about Mechila. He should, right? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs defines the mitzvah as you have to honor them and they can't forgive it. He finds it necessary to throw that in. And over here, he doesn't mention it at all. So, all right, there's a lot to say here. So, it could be like this. It could be that the Rambam, well, let's go like this. Let's go like this. Let's go about it this way. Yeah.
One of the things that's weird is when I mentioned before, about the Rashi and the Gemara itself, and everything we're talking about specifically is about like Aliyah or this or that, the specific nuances, it's very different than every other way we mechavet somebody. We mechavet somebody with the chair,
right,
with this place, so it seems, and what always comes up, they say, that's why I thought, I was actually pointing out where the colons are, is there a comma when he says, we mechavet them mechol dvarim shem kedusha. And maybe, by other things, you don't let them go in front of you, you don't say this is the Kohen's Mokom, you don't say, because that is something that's different, because it's not discussed anywhere, as far as I can see. The only thing that we give them is the Indian of it would be something of Kedusha. And then, that makes a lot of sense, it can't be Mokom, it's of an Indian of Kedusha, because if the Kedusha comes from, if it's covered to them because of that they got the Tanna to be a Kohen, so then they could be maybe welcome. But if what they have is this level of Kedusha, and Kedusha, so then welcome.
So you want to say that all the kavod that they're getting is only in the area of Kedusha. It's not classic kavod that everywhere else. It's kavod that goes specifically to reflect Kedusha. It's only in Kedusha matters, and it's right. That's what you're saying.
I give them food first, but that's not mentioned here anywhere. It's nice.
Right.
You start with them by benching with the Archbishop of Kedusha, something by Leo, and anything else. You can still be
Money yafa, but lita man of yah. I think that's also big dusha. I think that what that means is
from the carbon.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
No, what were you going to say?
I thought he said it's just like at a suda.
Yeah, but I think it's talking a sudas mitzvah. The whole point is that you're going to give them a mana yafa because you're eating a sudas mitzvah. So again, it's also shabbat kedusha. They always list that in the Devarim. They always say b'chomili shabbat kedusha, and that's where they say lachalik la mana yafa. So I think it means.
Say that again.
I think it means you give them a good portion in a Siddur's mitzvah. So it's also a reflection of a mitzvah dikka item. It's not Stam honoring him by standing up.
Portion is very different.
No one ever says you should stand up when a Kohen walks in.
Right.
Even though there's a mitzvah of honoring a Kohen. Right. But nobody says you should. They always give examples. That drives me nuts all the time. Why do we always give these examples? The answer is, like you're saying, that this is a specific kind of a covet that's specifically a Kaddish-oriented covet. It has to do with, in matters of Kedusha, we note his Kedusha by giving him first. But it's that classic covet. Good.
I'll explain why it's not there in the Gemara in the beginning, in Kedushin, because it's a different concept. Why?
Right. So now, so we can say like, so right away we can just save some time. So we notice the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs quoted the entire pasuk when he as a source for the sanctity of a Kohen, when he described that you're supposed to give him kavod, right, and set him aside for avoda, right. And when they say no, you can't let them say no, right? All that went, right? So that Rambam quotes the whole pasuk, right? As opposed to Rashi, who bifurcates the pasuk, giving you the first part of the pasuk having to do with he has to conform to the laws of a Kohen, and the second part of the pasuk that you treat him with sanctity in these matters of Aliyah and that kind of a thing. So Rashi would seem to see the Kedusha of a Kohen not being necessarily dependent on Rashi gives us the option of breaking up the pasuk into two separate categories. The Rambam doesn't do that. It could be that the Mordechai, for example, who holds that a coin can be mochel on his kavod, doesn't hold that the kavod is gomer. He's clear. He doesn't hold that the kavod comes from the kedusha that he is a kiyasel melchakhu makriv. He says he brings pesavarayas kohen aschem. It's a gift to the kohen, so it's like any other gift. The kohen could like to be mochel. So it could be that the Mordechai learns like Rashi that that it's not. It's not. There's not one source for all of the kedusha of a kohen and all the dinim of a kohen. Whereas the Rambam holds that it's one pasuk for everything, and therefore kavod is going to be only the kavod that reflects the kedusha of a kadosh baruch hu, so to speak, and therefore you can never be meichel. I just want to show you something, a practical thing that will come out of here. Listen to this. I mean, this is in Hilchos Shabbos. We just went through this in the kol a couple months ago. The question of aliyos. So the Mechaber says that anybody, even a cotton, can count for the seven aliyahs. By the way, they changed that. Most of the Achronim say that that's not true. It means maftir, but for the seven aliyahs, you have to have a gadol. But meanwhile, they're talking about a minor being called for the seven aliyahs. So the Mordechai, the Magen Avraham over here, raises the issue of, we know that a Kohen goes first in the seven aliyahs. What about a minor? Suppose you have a Kohen cotton. What are you looking at? He brings it down?
Well, in the
kashas
and that coin cutting,
you have to go follow
house. Does he
bring down this
one? Magen Avraham Mordechai,
Simarish, Pei Beis. Fabulous, yeah.
Nishal David, Mordechai,
Kiveger,
Hagas, Rebbe Kiveger,
Okay, good. So very good. So the Magen Avraham over here says, you know what? There's no mitzvah of a kiddushto on a minor coin. Why? Why would you say? If I forced you to say it.
Because of Voda.
Right, because it says, Ki Yasechem Elokechem Makriv, that the reason you should sanctify the Kohen is because, what? That's Kiveger. So Kiveger jumps in and says, what are you talking about? A Baal Mum does have a mitzvah of a kiddushto, and he doesn't do the Avoda. Well, first of all, it's not fair to Fishel, because I don't think he was... Well, let me just finish. Ragat Avram says a minor Kohen should not get an aliyah first, because even if you hold a minor, could get an aliyah, but a minor Kohen doesn't go first because he doesn't do the avoda, because the minor doesn't do the avoda. And the source of the pasuk of sanctifying him is because he does the avoda. So then Rabbi Kiveger jumps in and says, what are you talking about? We have a mitzvah of sanctifying a Kohen who's a Baal Mum, who has a blemish, who's not allowed to do the avoda. So therefore you see that there's a mitzvah even though the person doesn't. It doesn't depend on avoda. So what are you, Magen Avraham, talking about? So I'm thinking that maybe this question has to do with what exactly is the source of the mitzvah of the kiddushta, of honoring the Kohen. Meaning that if indeed you hold that, like Rashi, that the first part of the pasuk is talking about a Kohen being forced to comply with the mitzvahs, right, where he has to divorce the grusha, and the last part of the pasuk is talking about treating a kohen with kavod, so then it is true that so then you don't have a link. You don't have a link between avoda and the kiddushto, because ki aslechem alakechu makriv is going on the kiddushto. It says in the pasuk, v'kiddushto ki aslechem alakechu makriv. That's the reason for v'kiddushto, and therefore, if indeed he's not doing that avoda, then there's no mitzvah of the kiddushto. But Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi holds
kadosh hiyalala
is the source for,
and right, that would include
a Baal Mum.
A Baal Mum.
Right. Right.
Why wouldn't that include a cotton also?
It would. I'm saying so. A cotton Baal Mum. The point is, Rick Vega and the Mordechai are differing on what the source is. And if not, critically, but here they'd both be the same. Yeah.
Also, I'm sure there's something easy with this, but with a halal, or someone who comes from one of the relationships,
yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just lashon when he says, if you makash that and there's zera, like, and you have your kids, and if we say a Baal Mum, who's trained for the avoda, we still get in the kitchen. So why do they call the same thing? We say the kitchen's chal, we do apparently beat them to get out of it, but if we don't, the kids are in this, like, you know, they're just become normally shalom. And so, but why? We should still get in the kavod. If you hold, like, if you hold with the lashon of, we give it to the
zera,
like, and give it to their kids. It's, I mean, like you say, they get out of it, but, I mean, there's a practice, I mean, in the practical modern halacha, we say that with Kirov, somebody who is not, as I'm saying, somebody who's not, whose father is Jewish but mother is not, we don't send them away the couple a few times for Geras, because they come from the Israel.
Right.
So there's something there. So I'm surprised.
It's a good question. I don't think it speaks to this point. I mean,
it's like the Baal Mumfin.
I hear you. It's a good question. Why we would allow a Cholo not to be treated that way? He also sounds like Zera Aaron. Yeah. Okay.
It's not biological. It's legitimate. More like that.
And that's the thing. See here, a cut and a bamum, both of them are legitimate zera. They just have a psalm in them that they can't do the avoda, but they haven't been interrupted in the lineage. They are pure zera kohen, nothing wrong with them, and they have a mum. Whereas the chalo it's not that he has the DNA of a kohen. It's that the kahuna hasn't been passed on to him.
So is the idea it mentions the idea, I think that there's something, I forgot where I saw it, but there's something with they have certain unique halachos by Bas Kohen. What do we give them certain things? So they aren't kosher for...
Okay, good. I hear. Just want to mention a couple of things here. So I'm pointing out... I'm not really answering that. I have a way of making it less painful, okay? And I'm serious. There's a big difference. And I was, if you hold that the din of covet of Kohen comes straight from the source of from one pasuk. There's one source for all the dinim of a kohen. V'kidashto, bal karcho, covered, whatever it is. If you hold like we're suggesting the Rambam, that he has one pasuk, he doesn't hold that there's different pasukim for different aspects of it. There's one where the Rambam puts the whole pasuk. So then the Rambam's going to hold that the covered that he describes in Sefer HaMitzvahs is nothing other than an aspect of sanctifying a kohen. Very similar to what you're saying. But it's not a din of kavod at all. Right?
It says here.
And therefore you can't be mocha because it's the etzem kedusha of a kohen.
He's talking about that in the
Ulakacha. In the Yad, he is talking about that too. So he doesn't... The Rambam in the Yad doesn't mention anything about mechila at all. So it's interesting because... it could be because it's not even shayach, because it's not kavod that you then talk about mechila, like you said before. It's kedusha. I don't have to tell you that you can't be mechil because it has nothing to do with mechila. It's kedusha. Even the kavod that you're getting is just a reflection of the kedusha. I have a little raya to this because later on in the fifth perek, the Rambam talks about the kavod of a kohen gadol. And there the Rambam, and I brought it down over here, there the Rambam says that the Tosefta and Sanhedrin, that's what it is. The Rambam says, you got to hear this. The Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol has to be treated very special. And the Pasuk says, HaKohen HaGadol Me'echav, the Kohen who is greater than his brethren. Therefore you have to treat him with special regard in terms of Avelis, shouldn't see him naked, so on and so forth. Then the Rambam says, and if he wants to bathe with his Kohen, he may. Right? So there the Rambam talks about mechila, the special regard that you treat a kohen gadol, there you could be mechil. Why is that? Because there it's not from v'kidashto. The source of the kohen gadol's kavod is not from v'kidashto, it's from hakohen hagadol me'echav. It's from the kohen who is greater than his brethren. So that's a pasuk that tells you a special benefit of being a kohen gadol, a special way. And gadol me'echav is not about kedusha, it's gedula. So you treat him with special regard. So if he doesn't want to be treated with special regard, he's allowed to be with them. And so the Rambam, by inference, is telling you, I just told you by Kohen Gadol, he could be Meichel. I'm not even mentioning Mechila by a regular kayin's kedusha, because there it's a reflection of kedusha. It's not a reflection of kavod. And therefore, I don't even talk about it. And now it explains why the Rambam does mention it in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Remember, I asked at the beginning, it's a silly detail, so to speak, a minor detail. It's not silly, a minor detail. Why do you mention Sefer HaMitzvahs? Because there the Rambam's pointing out that I want you to know that the kavod that I'm giving the kayin is not kavod. It's dafka kedusha. Therefore, I'm throwing in an essential component. All kavod could be machol. This can't be because it's literally not kavod. It's kedusha that you have to show the kohen, and it's God's kedusha, and therefore, therefore he throws it in there to dafka define it as not the regular kavod that you normally know. So therefore, the Rambam is not arbitrarily throwing in one din over there. He's dafka saying it's not subject to mechila whatsoever. It's what he's saying. He's not saying a kohen shemachol akvado en a machol. Right? He's saying it's not subject to mechila altogether because it's not a discussion of honor. It's a discussion of sanctity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, in the halachas itself, he doesn't even bother to talk about it because it's not, you don't never talk about mechila of kedusha. Kohen says, I'm not Kodesh, I want to marry Grusha, I'm mechil on my kedusha. It doesn't matter. Okay.
So he brings umitzah sasegi lahafil hakonim
ulakadsham.
So ulakadsham, he brings here.
Yeah.
One sec. Oh, where is it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You want the yad?
Ulakadsham ulachinam lekarmen ulakadsham haynu shiyina gulahen kavod. So he's not interrupting it. In other words, he's introducing he doesn't call it that. He calls it ulakadsham. So this is how the Megillas Esther learns the Rambam.
Okay, I'm not excited.
But it answers all your kashas. I'm saying it takes away the stira.
I don't see that.
But it takes away the stira because now the Rambam is mentioning punkt a mitzvah saseh of kavod.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Before he brings the pasuk.
But he doesn't mention kavod.
But kacham is kavod, is what he's saying.
Yeah, one second. So
that's
saying
what the Megillas Esther is.
So he's saying hainu what again? In kacham hainu.
Shiyinugu
kavod.
Ulakacham hainu shiyinugu and kavod.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's dafka learning not like the Bach. He's the minute of the Megillas Esther,
the Bach,
dafka learning not like
the
Bach.
I don't understand how the Bach can say what he says in the light of Sefer Mitzvahs.
They're
hold by it. Why? I mean, they're not the same thing.
But you can't say... Forget about holding my... You can't say the Rambam holds it's not in Asmachta when the Rambam counts it in the Mitzvah.
Actually, there's something about the Nagmar there about being an Asmachta. It's not really about us showing Kimkov, it's really about the Kohen. There's the Kohen losing the Mitzvah by having you take the Lea. The Kohen acting was covered. Maybe that's something in Asmachta.
I don't know. The Gemara in Gittin is not taught. I was talking about the Tosfos and Chulin when I talked about the.
Right.
I mean, that Tosfos and Chulin talking about if somebody. The Gemara in Gittin is just talking about the din that a coin goes first. Right. Because Tosfos over there in saying the din says that the Gemara in Gittin is only in Asmachta. But he doesn't mean but the Gemara in Gittin is not talking about that case. He's saying the whole idea of a coin going first says Tosfos. Don't pay attention. That's an asmachta. That's not a deraisa, right? But meanwhile, right? But that's not the case in the Gemara in Gittin is not talking about whether or not somebody else took it.
I mean, Gemara in Gittin isn't mostly just going to the
Dr. Shah. Yeah. It's going on the Mishnah, which says the Kohen Ola Rishon.
Right.
The Dr.
Shalom. From the Kohen's perspective, it's all asmachta.
I don't see any reason to introduce that distinction in the Gemara over there. I don't see any reason to do that. But Matt, back to your thing. Sefer Mitzvahs. I want to say like this. I'm trying to answer your question, and I think that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs does something odd. He gives you a din that the Kohen, if the Kohen says I don't want it, we shouldn't listen to them, right? And you pointed out before that he doesn't even use the word mechila, right? He says, if he refuses, we shouldn't listen to them. He doesn't say it's not machol, which is typically the lesson of Mar. I'm suggesting that the Rambam is using that din to prove that the din of kavod of a kohen is a din of kedusha of a kohen. Right. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't even need to talk about mechila in the yad, because he's told you to be mekadoshim. And the Rambam in Halacha Beis is telling you that there's a derabbanan of giving him the aliyah rishon, which is not the daraisa, and that taka is a din of kavod that the Chazal instituted in Bnei Darkei Shalom, like the Mishnah in Nezakin says, and it's
due to technical difficulties, the end of this file was not recorded. We are truly sorry for this.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.